Leviticus 18:21, and you shall not let any of your descendants pass through the fire to Molech, nor shall you profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. Leviticus 20:2-5. Again, you shall say to the children of Israel, whoever of the children of Israel or of the strangers who dwell in Israel who gives any of his descendants to Molech, he shall surely be put to death. The people of the land shall stone him with stones. I will set my face against that man and will cut him off from his people, because he has given some of his descendants to Molech to defile my sanctuary and profane my holy name. And if the people of the land should in any way hide their eyes from that man when he gives some of his descendants to Molech, and they do not kill him, then I will set my face against that man and against his family, and I will cut him off from his people. And all who prostitute themselves with him to commit harlotry with Molech. Here the people of God are forbidden to give their children as sacrifices or dedicate them to Molech, Milcham, Baal. But they did not listen. They sacrificed their posterity and exchanged them for the promise of prosperity. They destroyed the ones they love to gain the favor of a demon. And they put aside the true God for an animal god of brass and fire. They embraced evil and suppressed the truth. They received ashes for the gifts of God. 2 Kings 23:10-14. And he defiled Topheth, which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom, that no man might make his son or his daughter pass through the fire to Molech. Then he removed the horses that the kings of Judah had dedicated to the sun at the entrance of the house of the Lord by the chamber of Nathan Melech, the officer who was in the court, and he burned the chariots of the sun with fire, the altars that were on the roof, the upper chamber of Ahaz, which the kings of Judah had made, and the altars which Manasseh had made in the two courts of the house of the Lord. The king broke down and pulverized there and threw their dust into the brook Kidron. Then the king defiled the high places that were east of Jerusalem, which were on the mount, south of the Mount of Corruption, which Solomon, king of Israel, had built for Ashtaroth, the abomination of the Sidonians, for Chemosh, and the abomination of the Moabites, and for Milcom, the abomination of the people of Ammon. And he broke in pieces the sacred pillars and cut down the wooden images and filled their places with the bones of men. Josiah brings justice to the valley of Hinnom and visited the blood of the human sacrifices back on the ones who are allowing this evil to continue. God will not be silent when the guilt of innocent blood calls out to him. These abominations were occurring just outside the city of Jerusalem in full view of the people. Topheth means roasting place. Genesis 22:9-13. Then they came to the place of which God had told him, and Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood on in order, and he bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. So he said, Here I am. And he said, Do not lay your hand on the lad, nor do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son. The true God made a sacrifice for the faithful. He preserved our posterity for his great works, and he changed our hearts from sadness to great joy.